Your chance to win the bike of the future. You can ride a Strider if you're the winner of our competition. All you have to do is to collect your entry form from Beacon 103.1 at 28 Castle Street in Shrewsbury and Rob Buckley Cycle Shop, Britannia Works, Smithfield Road in Shrewsbury. Just fill in your name and address and you could be the winner of the fantastic Strider bike. And what's more, our 10 runner-ups will win a handy bicycle lock. So come along, get your entries in now. Beacon Radio. And, Is this still called the Midnight Line? It's a while since I've been here.
Yes, why not?
Yeah, it's the Midnight Line. And Stephen Rhodes with Ian Perry, Kremlin Krulit. And on the line we have Kevin, who is a young Christian. Yes, Kevin.
Oh, there.
We don't have a society for old Christians.
Well, yeah, but you're so far, there's been nobody on my age about on here.
No, I was just musing. I see you have all these young Christian associations, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you have old Christian associations? It's a bit ageist, isn't it?
Yeah, but the point is, Christianity now has come to, where it's growing, which makes a change. In the last few years, it's been decreasing in size.
Yeah.
But Christianity suddenly started to go up.
Who told you that?
I can see it in the population of my church. It's growing. Every church I've been to so far, which is quite a few.
Did you give away free hats and balloons for the kids or something?
No, it's becoming more for young people. You have you have bands there now, Christian bands who play. And
yes, I've seen them. They're dire.
Not all of them.
Oh, they are. I went to see one called Kane and I got dragged along.
Oh no, you're on about the concert. I'm on about the actual bands for the actual churches. They have their own.
Oh, what you mean?
No, young people playing guitars, drums, keyboards.
Can't think of anything worse than a load of young Christians let loose with a drum on song.
No. It's quite good anyway.
Kevin, isn't it the case, and I've been along to some of these things, they're well-intentioned, well-meaning, but they're so wishy-washy, they're not going to encourage anybody.
Well, they seem to be working. The population has increased, so it's got to be working. That's not what I found up for. I found up to say, you was on about, Easter's becoming too commercialised.
Yeah.
But when you're saying it's becoming more too commercialised, everybody's publicising the fact that it's Easter and that everybody's putting over the fact that Christ did die on the cross.
Everybody is putting over the fact it's Easter and there's 20% off at various stores.
Yeah, but you're saying, this show here and other shows and everything else, I'm saying, oh, it's Easter, it's getting too commercialised, everybody's forgetting the fact that Jesus died on the cross and was reborn. And because you're saying that, that's still publicity.
Yes, but I don't agree he was, you see.
Well, that's, your problem. You're supposed to... You've got to be converted to understand.
Certified, more like.
Well, I don't know. I'll probably be certified before...
Oh, would you sound more committed than saying, I don't know? Oh, dearie me. Go away and sort yourself out and come back later. That's Kevin there, a happy young Christian.
He plays guitar, you know.
Leave him alone. Now, let's move along.
I bet they have orange juice as well.
Now, wasn't there a fellow on EastEnders who used to wear a dog collar? Wasn't he called Duncan?
Yes, he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, I wonder if the same one. See if you recognise his voice. Speak, Duncan.
Good morning, gentlemen.
No, it doesn't sound like the same one to me.
No, afraid not. Never been on EastEnders yet.
Go on, then.
Well, I'm for Easter.
Right.
But not for the Christian sense. The only reason I see the point in having Easter is a chance to watch Liverpool twice in 4 days. To watch Liverpool twice in 4 days, and besides that, there's not a lot of use to it.
That's a reasonably good argument. In fact, about the best one I've heard for Easter.
Well, there's nothing else really, is there?
Yes. It makes about as much sense as bunny rabbits laying eggs to me.
Oh, I don't know, should be 2 points behind Arsenal at the end of Easter.
Oh, God, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm afraid I only follow one team in the world, so I don't know what's going on with
that. Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
Listen, you might laugh, but I used to play football, or it was actually rugby, and on the other side of the wall it was Shamrock Rovers, so don't knock it, you know?
Admittedly, you were a goalpost.
We looked over the wall once to see what was going on. It wasn't a lot, unfortunately.
Was that last guy real, or did you just make him up on the spur of the moment?
Who, Kevin?
Yeah.
Listen, if I thought he was a product of my imagination, I'd go and see a trick cyclist tomorrow morning.
I think he's the last member of the God Squad, isn't he?
Well, you've got to accept that, we go to Anfield to worship. Some people go to church to worship.
Don't we, Beryl?
Hello.
Hello, Beryl.
Hello.
Beryl. We're going to have a tea party any minute now.
Hello,
oh, Beryl, I've got some great news for you, Beryl.
Yes?
The Kremlin crew's photographs have arrived.
Oh, smashing. waiting. I was going to ask you that. I'm sick of waiting.
We got them today.
Oh, jolly good. You'll send me one?
Yes, we will. Uh-huh. And anyone else, if anyone else wants one...
God, I've seen
just
this.
Write to Beacon, all right, you know, and then we'll send them out.
Oh, listen, Bill, he's got the...
What I want to
he's say. Got the hair gelled, and his old pal is looking deeply into his eyes there. I've never seen so much romance in one photograph in all my Bond days.
I don't know about that.
A bit precious, Beryl, a bit precious.
I'm sorry, Ian, I can't agree with you at all tonight about Easter.
Oh, see, how, do you agree that Liverpool will be 2 points behind Arsenal at the end of Easter?
Of course we can't abolish it. I'm not a deeply religious person, but lots of people are, and why should it be abolished? What I would say...
Hold on, I'm not saying abolish them. I'm not saying forbid them to celebrate it. What I'm saying is...
You said abolish it, I thought.
Abolish it and rename it International Workers' Day or something.
Oh, dear, no. No, of course not. It's one of our great festivals. What I do
what
think...
What is the giving of the Easter egg?
No, no, the celebrating of the rising of Christ. Now, don't be silly.
Bit sick, isn't it? Bit sick.
No, no. But what I would like is for Easter to be fixed. You know,
it is fixed. It's fixed by the marketing people.
But I mean a fixed date, either in the middle of April or the end of March, instead of this flexible date, you know.
Why don't we... Well, I'll tell you what we could do. We could tie it in with April the 1st.
Now then. But I do think it would be better if it was fixed, because lots of people, as someone said previously, like to go away. And, of course, if we had it in the middle of April and things, it would be probably better for them.
Yes, but do you think when Jesus was dying on the cross, he was thinking things like, oh, I wish they'd executed me in about 2 weeks' time, because then in 2,000 years, people would be able to go away.
Of course not. I'm just giving you my viewpoint. No, I tell you, I'm not deeply religious, but I do, you know, believe, of course, in Christianity and... I think it should be celebrated Easter, naturally.
Well, that would be very offensive, surely, to Christians to move it. Just so that you could have a holiday.
It is governed by the church, isn't it? But
thank you very much for dying on the cross, Jesus. We're all going to Spain for 2 weeks.
No, 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 but I think it is a bit silly the way it is. It is the church that fixes it, isn't it?
It's a bit silly. What is?
The date is fixed by... I think it is the church that fixes it.
Yes, it's it's the church calendar that fixes
I think
it, yeah.
Yes. I think it's a pity Christmas is fixed, isn't it? December the 25th. I mean, why can't we have Easter fixed?
Right, you would like to see Easter fixed so you can go away.
No, not particularly me. I'm thinking of other people, but...
And then Christians would know what...
How can you go through all this I believe business and then start asking for Easter to be fixed?
Oh, it's just my...
That's a bit of a contradiction, isn't it? You'd like something to suit you, but yet you believe in Christianity.
No, not particularly to suit me. No, I think it would suit so many people. No. I think this varying date, you know, is a little bit...
But it works in with the Christian calendar.
Yes, I know it does, yes, but...
So you say that Christians ought to get their act together and come up with a more sensible calendar?
In a way, yes, that's what I feel. That's my view.
Well, we move God's birthday while we're at it.
Now then, you take things to the extreme, Ian, don't you?
Hey, that's the sort of guy I am, though.
I know.
Hang on a minute, I mean, you're talking about, you know... How terrible it is to suggest that you change his birthday. And what about the anniversary of his death? You want to change that as well?
No,
so don't roar at my friend Ian for that suggestion when you're suggesting the very same thing at the other end of the lifespan.
You think I am? Yes, perhaps I am, yes.
Oh, I don't think perhaps I know.